Ron, obviously we saw the social media trying to balance your desire to play and help the team with your role as quote-unquote backup quarterback. How do you kind of approach that?
You know, I think it kind of got misconstrued a little bit. All I was saying was I'm ready, just like Mark. If Mark wasn't ready when Nick went down, you know, it might not have went that way for Eagles. So, you know, all I'm trying to do is be ready and get better. And, I mean, it wasn't taking a shot at anybody.
Sure.
And, you know, like we said, you know, OB said it, you know, we're not going down the social media thing. Like, I'm past it. I'm not worried about it. So, just going to go into Cleveland, get this bye week, rest up, get prepared for them, and try to go get another win.
And staying ready, preparing yourself.
Always.
To play.
I'm always prepared.
How do you go through that?
I always prepare like I'm a starter anyway. I played behind Tom Brady, and, I mean, obviously I didn't play much, but I prepared every week, you know, like the starter, just like I always will. I don't expect anything less of myself.
Ryan, can you share with us how you view things right now, I mean, given what's going on
Yeah, we're 4-5. Our record shows that, and we have to play better all the way around.
You talked about last week with this offense, just like being given the keys to the Maserati.
Yep.
So could you expound on that a little bit?
Just got to hit the right switches when it's that time. You got to know how to drive it.
Seeing stuff from the sideline, different perspective, obviously. Your thoughts on just the way things are unfolding out on the field offense?
I mean, that's pretty much where I've seen it for the last 4 years. So I don't know what different perspective you want, but we got to play better all the way around, up front, offense, defense, special teams. It's a team sport. It's the ultimate team sport, and the way we're playing shows it. You know, we got to play together better.
Now, Ryan, are you? Seems reasonable to assume that you're running short of patience. I mean, you want to play.
I'm a very patient guy. I've been doing it for 4 years.
No, but doesn't it get harder every year?
Who doesn't want to play? I mean, you play this sport for a reason. I obviously chose this sport at a young age, and I wanted to play and play at the highest level. And right now, I have to continue to do that in practice and get better every day.
The things that you've learned along the way about being a professional, kind of going to work every day, can you kind of share some of those that's kind of opened your eyes along the path?
You know, it's everybody always talks like it's different when you the farther you go in this. And, I mean, I've been doing, like, the same work since high school. I'm there early. I'm here late. I'm just trying to be the best player I can and help my team any way I can.
Tom says in the locker room that he's learned a lot from you and Fitz, that you have a really good understanding of this offense. Where is your grasp of the offense right now? You're pretty familiar with working with Bill.
Yeah, I know the offense. I know the playbook. If I need to get in there and do something, I will. I mean, I've been in the system for 4 years now, and it's not much is different. And what is I feel like I've mastered that. So I have to go out there and continue to play well with my team and get better.
Where is this offense not clicking right now? You've seen it
everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, that's the part of the team game is – we have to communicate better on the field, on the sideline, and play better. I mean, there's no magic formula. There's nothing that you can't take a pill or you can't do something to play better as a team. You know, it's just every day working together and getting better and progressing.
Is it different being a backup here than it was in New England with Brady being Brady?
I mean, no, you're the backup. You know, you do what your job entitles, and right now that's what I'm doing.
How much do you feel, Ryan, all the work you've done on the field, in the classroom, has prepared you if and when they call your number?
One more time, I didn't hear the first one.
How much do you feel your work on the field in the classroom has prepared you if they were to call your number?
I'm always going to be prepared. I pride myself on that. I don't ever want to say if my number's called, I don't ever want to go into the locker room after the game and say I could have done something else to be prepared. So I try to leave no stone unturned in my preparation, and I will continue to do that.
Are you the kind of guy that would be proactive in this situation and go to
– I feel like I'm proactive anyway. You know, I try to help the guys since I've been in the system – or, you know, the same way. So I try to help in little things that I know that we need to do better.
How do you plan on spending the bye week? You're in a little bit of a
right
unique
here.
Situation.
Lifting weights and watching film.
No, not going anywhere?
No. Houston, Texas. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.